courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand?
You hold my hand!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, April 8th. I'm J.R. Wayland for The Wall Street Journal. College can be one of the biggest expenses in a person's life, and many people rely on federal loans to pay the bill. But what if you get more money than you actually need?
Some families just check off the boxes on their financial aid officers, not realizing they can accept some part or even none of the loan money that's been offered. Other times, a student might find a summer job and not need to borrow as much as expected.
So should you keep the extra money or pay it back? Our contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk will be here with answers after the break.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand?
You hold my hand!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Americans are currently holding more than $1.5 trillion in student debt, but many of them applied for more money than they actually wound up needing. So what do they do with that extra cash? Contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk is here to talk about the options. Cheryl, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, Cheryl, for a lot of college students and families, every dollar of financial aid counts. But what kind of scenarios would create unneeded money that they could potentially send back?
It's actually interesting. Some families just check off the boxes on their financial aid officers, not realizing they can accept some part or even none of the loan money that's been offered. Other times, a student might find a summer job and not need to borrow as much as expected, or the person might even receive a scholarship after having checked off the box for a loan. And if you receive a scholarship, let's say you were borrowing $1,000 and you got a $1,500 or even $1,000 scholarship, you might not need that full amount of the loan, or you may not need the loan at all.
Okay, so if somebody does have financial aid money left over, do they have to give it back?
So you don't have to give it back, but you want to be careful how you use it. So you don't want to violate the terms of the master promissory note you signed with the federal government for taking out loans in the first place. It really should be used for school-related purchases. It doesn't have to be tuition, though. So, for example, it can be a computer or living expenses or even food, something like that, something things related to school.
Ah, okay. But do you have to show receipts? And is there somebody overseeing what somebody does with that money?
Not really. It's kind of like an honor system. And certainly people have been known to use funds for things like vacations or something not school related, but they're not supposed to be used that way. And it's really not in the student's best interest to do so.
But there are different kinds of loans out there, subsidized and unsubsidized. What's the difference? And how could that influence a student's decision to return money?
So with a subsidized loan, while you're in school at least half time and for the first 6 months after you leave school, the Department of Education will pay the interest. Whereas on an unsubsidized loan, if you choose not to pay the interest while you're in school and during grace periods, for example, that interest is going to accrue, which means it's going to accumulate and it'll capitalize. And so your interest will be added to the principal amount of your loan. Either way, you're ultimately going to owe the loan money back with interest. How much interest is going to vary depending on whether it's a subsidized loan or an unsubsidized loan.
Okay, but is there a time frame by which somebody has to decide whether to return any unneeded funds?
Yes, and the timing can be a little confusing. So schools have to return the funds within 14 to 30 days of when it's disbursed to you, if you ask them to do so. Whether it's 14 or 30 days is going to depend on the school, but that will be spelled out in a letter you receive notifying you of your right to cancel. After this time frame, so the 14 or 30 days, many schools are still willing to send the funds back on your behalf. Several loan officers actually told me that they're basically willing to do anything they can to help students avoid take out more loans than they need. So even if you miss the school's stated deadline, just ask what your options are. And remember, schools have to return it on your behalf within 14 to 30 days from disbursement, but they can do so for up to 120 days. So just ask. It's really in your best interest. Even if it's after 120 days, you can still return the money, but generally you'll be working with a loan servicer and not through the school, and you might be on the hook for fees or interest.
But let's say somebody returns unneeded money, but then they need it later on in the year. Can they reclaim that money?
The loan money is always on an annual basis. So during the academic year, you can get that money. And you don't have to fill out another FAFSA or anything like that. You just have to talk to your aid office and follow the procedures that they ask you to follow to reclaim the money.
So that money still belongs to them?
Well, it can belong to you. You'd have to request it. You can't just like expect it to be there for you. You'd have to talk to your aid office and request it again. But it's not this whole drawn out process. It's just really a matter of filling out a form or talking to an aid officer.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk. Cheryl, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.